You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. Zoneradio.co.za.
The Motor Zone is proudly sponsored by Mahindra Claremont. Call us on 021-569-6800 to book a test drive and we'll come to you. Are you on the lookout for a budget-friendly sport utility vehicle that exceeds your expectations? Look no further than Mahindra Claremont. Our vehicles will pleasantly surprise you, but to truly believe it, you need to experience them firsthand. Give us a call at 021-569-6800 or visit mahindra-claremont.co.za to schedule a test drive, and we'll bring the experience to you. And here's an exclusive deal for Zone Radio listeners. Secure the Mahindra XUV 700 AX5 for just 419,999 Rand, saving you a remarkable 60,000 Rand. And we'll include a free safety film worth 3,500 Rand. Don't let this incredible offer pass you by. Mahindra Claremont will redefine your expectations in affordable SUVs.
It's 10:30 and time for the Motor Zone with James Donicky from JSJ Motors. Good morning, James, and welcome back.
Yeah, morning. Back from Joburg over the weekend.
Yes, I believe you went to Joey's.
Yes, Joey's to say goodbye to my son. He's immigrating over to Australia. Good luck to him and his wife. Another youngster gone. But they've got to do what they've got to do.
Yes,
you know, they're all
very
young. Another teacher as well. So that's the way it goes.
Was he a teacher?
No, she was a teacher. His wife was a teacher. Still is. She's going to go look for a job there. Well, she's entitled to. But that's life as we go along. They just get a little bit older. We get older too.
Yes.
Right. So I thought there was something interesting. I'll talk about some other stuff later. But right now, there was something I was going through. And there's a place called. This only interests a lot of people who are thinking of buying a vehicle and they're not sure of the history of the vehicle. So this is called vindocs.co.za. It's a VIN decoder with vehicle identification number and vehicle history checker. So if you go on there, what this provides is the most comprehensive, up-to-date car report. One in five cars is a salvage car. One in five cars uses previous rebuilt damages. One in 25 have been involved in an accident. And one in 50 have had the odometer altered in some way.
Now, how do they do that? Because you can't do that in the new cars, can
you? Yes, you can.
So you can
do it on the cluster, what they call the cluster.
Yes.
But the problem lies is these guys don't know how to get into this. The gearbox control unit, there's a lot of systems that keep... I think it's three. There's numbers on the gearbox, computer, and on the cluster. So the cluster is just the information display. That's all it is. And it keeps you your mileage, how fast you're going, etc. It's just a thin information display. So what they do is they go on with a computer, and they get in there with the latest software, whatever, and they alter the mileage. So this is if you want to buy a checker car, and you're not 100% sure. Go in, this system will give you everything of what you need to know about the car, where it's been, who it's been bought from, has the service regularly been done, what agents have been, where it was, etc.
Is this in South Africa?
In South Africa, it's called VinDocs, really important. I think there's another place as well, but this one is caught my eye. So, like I say, one in 50 has been altered in the speeder. So it doesn't matter if it's 1,000 kilometers or 3,000 kilometers on the cluster. So you can buy a car.
It's still been tampered with.
It's been tampered with, say, 25,000 kilometers, and it brought it down to 20. 5,000 kilometers at a car that mileage is a big difference.
Of course it is.
You know, so you've got to be careful of that. So they can do all the history for you. You can do it. Service, maintenance, history, recalls, the average car value, stolen vehicle check. That's also people are very good at doing that as well. They might say to you, it's not stolen. So you can say, all right, give me that. All you do is a VIN number. So make sure it's not the VIN number you're taking off the license disc. There is another normally the VIN number sits either on the chassis or underneath the bonnet or next to the windscreen. There's like a little oval piece that the people can't get to.
So they can't tamper with it.
They can if they remove the windscreen. So they made it very difficult. But if you take a picture of that, it's normally 13 digits. Give it to these guys and they will run the check. Look, you pay for it. Yes, you do. But the biggest thing is if you want to do that. say the odometer rollback. It's a fraud case anyway. You can't actually, you know, it's illegal to do it. I think they had something on carte blanche. Yes, once or twice, the guys are altering the thing. But it's a business, the same as everybody else. But you want to try and slow it down. Especially the vehicle equipment, see what it comes with, but see where it's been. That's the history. You want to see the history of the vehicle. If you know, people remember, a salesman is still a salesman, irrespective of what you do. You know,
he's
there to sell you something. So if you want to check it, ask him for the vehicle VIN number. You make sure it's the correct VIN number. And go on to this vehicledocs.co.za, and they'll give you all the history. But you've got to pay for it. Let me see what the cost is. I know it's, yeah. For one report, it's 299 Rand. For two reports, 225 Rand each. And if you want five reports, it's 179 Rand 80 cents.
That's not bad at
report.
All.
So if you're looking at three or four cars, go for the two reports or the five reports. So you'll end up spending 180 Rand basically for one report if you're going to have three or four cars.
Yes.
It's worth every cent if you're going to spend eight, nine, anywhere from R500,000 upwards basically. Yes. If you're going to buy a second-hand car, yes, do that and have a check. Even the lower mileage ones, if you're not sure, don't forget the lower ones they also want to sell as well. They're quick turnover cars because people need a cheaper car to run around, give their kids a car to go to university or go to work. Believe me, it's worth every cent. So go and have a look and see. Look, a lot of the cheaper cars and the self-maintenance cars won't always have it there. It's more the high-end stuff that they'll have to go to agents, etc. But even if it was on a maintenance plan or something like that, yes, they'll have the history of that, and it's always good to know that. So I think all the major manufacturers are linked to the system. They've got to report this into the car. I think it's part of the law now. But like I say, if the guys jip out the speeder, you can pick it up. I know BMW do it as well. I know there was a case where my son was working one day. They caught the guy. I think it was in Natal. He altered the mileage. So the mileage was saying instead of having 1,000 kilometers, only had 500. So it only gave the kilometers by half.
Okay.
And they worked out why he was going through many brake pads and discs and things like that. And then they went into it and they saw it and they sued him and won. So he had to pay. And they won't allow him to have another BMW through BMW South Africa. So, yeah, be careful. That's
yes.
So, yeah, you can get the latest news on the car industry insights, read the entire history. But the biggest thing is to secure, if you know the car secure. So you're going to spend, there's a lot of people out there that's gone out to a dealer, walked in there, 800,000 Rand for a car. You'll drive down the road 5 days later, the car breaks down, you take it to the agents because you think it's, and it's not. And the guy just tells you, sorry for you. Look, there is laws against it.
Yes.
But you're still sitting out of pocket for a car.
Yeah. How do you, when you also made mention there now about accidents, you know. So I know they fix these cars up. How does one check your car if it's being sprayed?
Look, the spraying normally you can check is quite easily to check. But if you're not 100% sure, like I say, take it to someone who can show you. Take it to a panel beater that you've used before. But all the accidents and information has to be given to these guys. It has to be put on, I think, on a computer system through the insurance companies.
Yes.
If it was a stolen and recovered car, if it was used in a hijack or something like that, if it was written off and rebuilt. So it goes from a code 1 to code 2 or 3, I can't remember. But there's different codes on the license as well. That'll tell you as well. But the biggest thing is if you want to go onto it. If you're not 100% sure, then take it something like Decra. I think Decra do a full breakdown on the vehicle.
Yes,
they can tell you whether it's been sprayed, whether it's been in an accident, and if there's any body damage underneath the vehicle, what it will need doing. Look, the easiest way is to, or I say to people, is open the doors, look around the sills where your rubbers are, look at the bottom to see if there are any wavy marks or if you can see any overspray. That is the thing. All the doors, open the bonnet, look down towards the front. There's like a chassis rail. See if that hasn't been pulled or buckled. But even take a torch. Go and have a good look. And then the biggest thing is open the boot if it's been heat bombed behind. Open the boot. Lift up the carpet for the spare wheel, if it's got a spare wheel, that is. And see if there's any ripples along the next to the plastics that go towards the bumper side. Have a look at that because that's normally a good indication. You can't always get those ripples out, but the guys with the technology of the panel beaters now is quite good. So,
yes.
but most insurances have to report it. And they will, like I say, they give you X amount, and then you could just let them check it out for you. And if you're not sure, take it down to a good roadworthy place. Ask them to do it. Or AA, I think AA still do it as well. I'm not sure where the AA is or are situated. You can take it there. I know the old AA members used to do that. And that was another thing I recommended. If you're buying a car, take it to the AA. Let them test it. They're going to charge you for it, but it's worth every cent that you're spending if you're going to spend a hell of a lot of money on a vehicle. Check that out.
Yes, we got caught, I think, this is going back years now, at auction.
One of the worst places.
That's something we didn't know. You know, everyone said you can get a good deal. Well, we learned fast, because when the car was involved in an accident, it was two different cars. It was actually put together. And we didn't know that.
No, you wouldn't.
You know? And that happens. So beware when you go and purchase a car to auction.
Look, years ago, the guys used to cut the cars in half.
That's what they did.
Yeah. And look, I've seen it done before. The workshop we used to, I did my apprenticeship at, they had a massive big panel beaters for General Motors. And the guys did it once or twice, cut the car in half, got another half, put it back together. It was, I think, just part of the thing, because cars are expensive. The problem lies is the welding wasn't that great. I'm not saying the guys couldn't weld. They used to braze or whatever. But with the newer technology, they do the CO2 welding much stronger. They're using a lot more glues. A lot of the cars are glued together nowadays. They don't get welded. Yeah. The panels get glued on. So that's you've got to be careful of as well. But you've got to know what you're looking at. And if you know someone of experience, perhaps you can ask him to go with you to go and have a look at the car. But auctions, be very careful of auctions.
We paid a heavy price for that. Two different ones put together.
Yes.
We got hit somewhere, and it was terrible. So we got conned.
No, you're not the only one. A friend of mine's son, he also thought he knew a lot about cars, and he went and bought a little car. And guess what? You got nailed too, because the car was in a major accident. But even overseas as well. So they're good at hiding things. I think the guy bought a T-Roc or Amarok or something. And everything looked fine. They said there was minor things. And guess what? Once he removed the panels to check what was wrong, while all the Christmas lights, the money lights that they say were coming on, he found the car, was it half the parts were missing. The chassis had been cut. They just put the fender on it, and he got caught. He's not the only one. And this is a highly experienced guy who buys and sells vehicles. So, yes, some guys are very clever at hiding the problems. That's why something like this is brilliant. If you're going to spend a lot of money on a car, go and spend it, have a look and see. Big Toyota Prado, BMW X5, X3. It doesn't matter what it is, but at least you know if it was insured and was in an accident, it'll be on this the thing. So yes, it's a brilliant thing. Like I say, where you can find the VIN number, you can have it on the registration disc of the car. But like I say, rather check it on the vehicle itself, because they can't alter that one. Whereas the disc might be from another car. So be very, very careful.
We have Cold Steel. Good morning, Cold Steel. He says, many years ago, I bought a car from a VW dealer that had a clock. The clock turned back not long after I bought it. Everything went wrong, and soon after, the whole engine died.
Yes, they modify a lot. They're very quick. You got to remember, a lot of the cars might be used on long distance, and that's when you start to look. There's another thing. If a car's been used open road, the sales rep used to do his thing. So he does a lot of open road. Have a look at the headlights. Have a look at the windscreen. Chip marks. You'll see very, very fine, almost like sandblasting, they call it. Little small chips on the headlights and small chips on the windscreen. That'll tell you the car's done a lot more mileage than what you think. And also the clutch and brake pedal rubbers, most of them will change. If it's got new ones on, big sign, yes, they've been, it could be a lot less than what you think it is. Another thing is asking the guys, is a VIN doc a legal document? No, unfortunately it's not, because they're doing just doing a request for you. What is information including in VIN docs? It's a VIN docs report provides a comprehensive overview of the vehicle's history, including details such as an accident, history of theft, check, mileage records, recall, service history, and more. So yes, this is so important for people to go on if you're going to spend a lot of money on a car. And this is another one. It also said how to check if a car's been in an accident. If you're concerned your car might have been involved in an accident, it's important to get a VIN docs vehicle damage report to check for any signs of damage. You can access information about your car accidents online, including the records or police reports. The data can help determine if your car was involved in a collision or other road safety issues. And in some cases, a car has been involved in an accident, may be considered a salvage or repair, and repair will be necessary. So the salvage car is the biggest one. It's turned around because there's so much. Look, the insurance the companies, a lot of them don't repair the cars nowadays, just replace
it. They pay you out.
A certain amount. Yeah. I mean,
and they keep the car.
they keep the car, yes, and they sell it and the guys are after it. I mean, it happens all the time.
Yes.
It happened to my brother with his three cars in Johannesburg that got hit by the nail in Kyalami Estate. I think there was almost close on 200 cars got written off
for hail.
For hail damage.
Did the insurance pay out for
they
that?
They did pay out, but there were so many cars damaged. It was unbelievable how much damage was done in a short period of time. Tin roofs. He had his bra got hit with the hail as well, so little dents all over the place. You know, so it is expensive, and you've got to be careful if you want to buy the car back. Sometimes you'll lose money if you've just taken it out. You're going to lose. Rather just buy it back. Keep it. So if you have a ding on it, well, who cares?
Yes.
But just see how much it's going to cost you to repair. Most of the stuff is you can do. It's up to you how you want to drive it. I mean, his daughter's two taillights were gone, headlights gone, dents all over the place. His son's Kia. Sunroof, he's got one of these big panoramic sunroofs straight through the glass. We end up trying to fix that over the weekend for him, you know, to try and seal it for him. Because, Uncle was up there, so Uncle had to try and help a bit. This is one. How can we purchase Vindoc's document? Step one, enter your 17-carat VIN, 17 digits. I said 13 earlier, it's 17 with the letters.
Mm-hmm.
VIN and the field. If you go on this, it'll tell you VIN number. Fill in the VIN number, and it'll say click, check now. The button you choose options will be the license plate. Enter the license plate. This is another thing. So you can see if the license plate corresponds with the VIN number.
With the VIN number.
So that's very important. That's all in step one. Step two, wait for a minute for the initial report. Check whether the initial report matches the vehicles that you are interested in, and choose how many reports you need. You might need to choose a better report at a better price. So, yes, I think it's brilliant that people can do that now.
And going back to me, what action could I take?
There's nothing. There's no recourse.
Look at Coldsteel. What action could Coldsteel take?
Well, look, you can go back to the agents.
Yes.
If you bought it from a reputable dealer, yes, they will do something about it. But it's the inconvenience of you having to do it.
Going to court, and it costs
money. They say the court costs, but you cover
so
the court.
So rather pay the 100 and something for your first report and second, and that can save
300 Rand, I think, for the first one. And if you want to do more, that works out 180 Rand if you want five cars done. But it gives you the option. So you're spending less than 1,000 Rand to check five vehicles out if you're looking at all five of them. Very good value for money, I think. And it's good information, especially to teach people how to look for the cars.
That's right.
If there's a fault. If you're not 100% sure, this will give you all the information you need. And at least you're buying happy.
Yes. And you also need to know a lot about the vehicle you want to buy. Because, as you said, the salesman.
He's a salesman. Remember, he's a good salesman.
And sometimes they do not know everything.
No, they don't.
And it's an ace if you are one up on that.
Them, yes. So you can go there. I mean, you can go over the weekend and you're walking around a parking lot and you see a vehicle you're interested in, just take a picture of the VIN number. Go on to Autodox. Something like the Vindoc, and then you can go and see, okay, this car doesn't look too bad. It's got X amount of mileage. We'll have to go and check that because you can't see what the car's like.
Yes.
But it hasn't been in an accident. It said one owner or two owners. It was serviced at such and such a place. It was insured. There was no accidents reported on the vehicle, no hijackings, no theft, no nothing. Then give yourself the option. So, that's what I would do and go in there and have a look.
Most salesmen say it was only an old lady's car, and we also, I think, going back years, caught with that one. Or there was an old lady, but the family was riding it. So, yes. Yeah.
The old thing of here is the old lady. She's at the retirement villages, which we know there's plenty of around this area. And he came down to the shops and back. Unfortunately, that's not always the best car to buy because it hasn't been driven, as they say. Yes. So something has got to be driven. It's got to be loosened up. I mean, if you're going to sit and lay in a ball, you're not going to get nice and subtle. So you've got to go up and you do exercises. Same as the car engine. The car engine's got to do its exercise. Got to get hot, cold, whatever. A period of time they do wear, like we do. We got sore joints or whatever. Those have to be replaced. Ours aren't as easy.
Yeah.
But that's the thing you look at. So you want to prolong the life of the engine. So you want to buy a good car at a good mileage. and you think it's only done 20,000 k's, meantime it's done 30,000 k's, 10,000 kilometers is a major difference. It's a difference between a service. So one service could have been missed. I normally, like I said, the newer cars, it's about every 15,000 kilometers. As it gets a little bit closer to 100,000, do it every 10,000 or every 12,000. That's just because of the way the engine breathes, fuels and things like that. Yeah, yes. I would do that. But look at that. I think it's a brilliant idea for people to check, especially if you're going to spend anywhere. Look at the cars nowadays. Anyway, 800,000 rand is not a problem for a car. So, yes, I would do that. Then there was something else. I still see there's too many people driving out. Lights are not working. Three, four brake lights, headlights, tail lights, and etc. So, yeah, they should get them going as well. Then I was visiting my buddy up in a couple of friends of mine there I used to work with, and where my son used to work at BMW. And look, the newer cars are fantastic.
Yes.
Look at them, and I'm going, my goodness, these are stunning. So I had a look at the new BMW XM Hybrid. It's a big, huge thing. It's got gold things around the doors and on the front grille. I don't know if people have seen it. It's a huge, huge vehicle. But it starts off at 3.4 million rand.
Ugh.
Yeah. And why they call it a hybrid? Because it's got an electric motor. I'm debating that. I think it's to get away with emissions control in Europe. So, because it's got a V8, twin turbocharged motor, that's a petrol motor, that's a massive V8. And they say the fuel consumption is 2.7 per 100 kilometers. Yeah. It's even lighter than your little car. And and this thing is a massive tank. So
It's got a fabulous sound, isn't
it? That's what they say, 2.7 per 100 kilometers. The top speed is 270. So I don't know where you're going to get 2.7, but I think it's to do with the electric motor that they utilize. I saw the guy was plugging it in. But I looked at it and I said, no, man. Come on, you can't get a fuel because I went onto the internet and had a look at this because it intrigued me. But a V8 twin turbo, no. It's a bigger vehicle than Richard's got. It's a massive thing. It weighs like three tons, 2,900 and something, about 2,900 kilograms. So it's a lot. It takes up a lot of space on the road, and this is I can't see how they say it's a hybrid because you will use it. This little motor, this 145 kilowatt motor. Well, it's not going to get you too far on the battery charging on this tank. You know, I don't even think it'll probably make it once up Okaapsevaag.
Yeah. Did you have a debate with the sales?
No, I wasn't going to debate about it. I don't think the guy I spoke to didn't know too much about it. He was a part salesman, so he didn't know too much. And there was a couple sitting there, so they are. You know, I think I saw about five of them.
Mm.
So, but it's 3.4 million rand, and it's a hybrid. I think it's to do with, like I say, it's more to do with European standards. They say because. You've got, like in the UK, you've got those UDC or whatever they call them, stupid zones, and you don't pay as much. But if you've got a hybrid, you don't have to. Now, you've got this tank, what's it called, circumventing the law type of thing. It's got a small, because it's a hybrid, they won't get charged that because it says hybrid. It actually is a hybrid, but with a V8 twin turbocharged motor?
Yeah.
My goodness, no, I mean... And so it was a confusing thing, you know.
And even on the electrical side in Joburg, I mean, it's the distance between one place to the other. How did they survive on this? Well, they would need to stop along the road to charge.
No, because the motor also charges as well. It's got a self-charging system, but you can also plug it in as well. So you'll have to buy a big hybrid charger. I mean, they just do it for the customer. Customer's going to come here, pick up his new 3.4 million rand vehicle. He wants everything working properly. And not only that, you've got to show the customer how everything works as well. So that makes a good salesman. If a good salesman sells you a car, you should know everything about that car. Yeah. You should not walk out a showroom floor without knowing how your vehicle works. And I mean everything. I had an old guy, but he could sell you a car, but he sold you a car, and the person says, "You didn't show me that." Then I know she was lying or he was lying because this guy would go through the vehicle. So the people knew how to operate the vehicle.
Yes.
You know, that's what's nice about it. You're getting into it. How does it operate? I don't know.
Yeah.
Then
press the button.
Press the button. Then you don't really know. You know. Then you're not really a car salesman. A car salesman. A vehicle. I don't know what is their new title. Everybody gets a new title about it. But yes, if you're going to buy a new vehicle, the vehicle salesman should be able to tell you everything about that car, not what read off and go through every system that works on the car. So when you get into it, you know how the car works.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. Yeah, I was just looking at it. I was thinking, no, man, V8 twin turbo, no ways can you be a hybrid. My goodness. But this is how they're getting around with it. I think this is the problem is, I don't think it's a problem, but everybody's getting around because everybody's trying to cut back on the emissions control.
Yeah, I could just imagine looking at your face and saying, impossible, impossible.
Oh, yeah, sure. I looked at this and 2.7, I think it's 2.7 is you're using an electric motor and a little bit of this and that. But if you want to go 270 kilometers an hour in a 3-ton vehicle, you've got to have a lot of power, you know, against the force.
Oh, yes.
It's a massive. It even looks like Luke Richards' car look like a normal, looks like a big bucky compared to Richards'
yes,
one.
But the unicorn's car has got power.
This has got more.
Yes.
It's a hybrid, you know. But yeah, that's how they're circumventing everything. And like I say, and there was also a thing the guys mentioned as well. Americans used to use big vehicles to get around. And that's one thing, Americans' cars were always bigger. But nowadays, the motor manufacturer also making a lot bigger vehicles for European standards and for us as well. You can see by the parking lots.
Yes, you know, you can.
So, and that's the difference. You've got a small car, you pop in there, like, next minute this guy comes in, but it's a big X5, X6, yeah, whatever.
And the SUVs are very popular now.
Yeah, even the wife's car, it's a big car. It's a big vehicle. Yeah. It takes up all the space.
I feel very small when I park between these two, the huge ones.
Yeah, you've got a Land Cruiser this and a Discovery there, and you go in there and goes, hello.
And here comes little go.
You got between everything, lady.
Yes, me did.
But yeah, things have changed over the years. But I can't fathom it because they're supposed to be saying we're supposed to be saving the environment by cutting down emissions control. Yeah. Yes, you got emissions control, they're brought lower. But you're using more to get lower. I don't know how it works. Yeah. That's me. I'm getting old and grumpy. So, but I think that Vindoc, yes, I think if you're looking at a new vehicle and you're not 100% sure of its history, because like I say, even a second-hand, a demo model. Demo models are confusing. They say it's a demo model, but you don't know where it's been. Has it been to the even the agents, even the factories do it as well. The car's been in an accident. It has never been on the road, but it's been in an accident in the factory, got knocked or bumped by whatever. You repair it, and they sell it to you.
As a demo.
So be careful. You've got to – they've also actually got to report it as well. They can't just sell it. So if you pick up something like that gent that bought a car with a crappy engine, a depot mileage and that.
Yes, cold steel.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, go through it. I think it's worth it, especially if you're not 100% sure about the vehicle, the cluster, if it's not reading the correct one. And like I say, if you take it to agents, there is more than one way for them. There's only one way for them to do it, but there's three places where they've got to change all at the same time. They don't have the technology to do that. So be careful. Sometimes they change the whole control unit and everything with the keys, and they put it into the car and reprogram it. And it's because that one unit that they can't alter keeps the information, the mileage, and that's what they do.
And they think they're so smart.
Yes. You know, and you're just trying to save people. You know, there's nothing worse than getting caught out for a couple. You know, it doesn't matter if it's 5,000 Rand or 2,000 Rand or 100,000 Rand. It's money that belongs to you, and you shouldn't have to spend it on these people.
And it costs you dearly.
Yes, definitely.
Going forward.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, James, thank you. Time's run up for us. Thank you for coming in and sharing your expertise and knowledge.
Yes.
And we'll see you in 2 weeks time.
Cool. Have a good one, everyone.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
The Motor Zone was proudly sponsored by Mahindra Claremont, redefining your motoring expectations.
Revolutionize your work with the Mahindra S4 single cab from Mahindra Claremont, your go-to affordable and reliable workhorse. Priced at just 243,043 Rand, excluding VAT, it's a steal. Call 021-569-6800 or visit mahindra-claremont.co.za to book a test drive, and we'll bring the vehicle to you for a week-long test. And here's an exclusive offer for Zone Radio listeners. Enjoy free company branding of up to 5,000 Rand. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Mahindra Claremont, where reliability meets affordability.